Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So welcome, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm fine.
Good. It's lovely to speak to you.
Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. So Kim Brompasadi is a partner and trademark attorney at Adams & Adams. And talking about the challenges of tobacco control in South Africa, why has this become such an issue?
I think it's now gained momentum as a result of the tobacco ban, although my focus is specifically looking at a ban on the advertisement of tobacco products.
Yes.
And the two issues, while related, are separate, but it seems that as a result of all the hype recently, these issues are now overlapping, and it's actually an international topic that's gaining traction worldwide.
Right. So one of the things that they're talking about that they want to bring in, is it, and I don't know if it's going to be implemented yet, if it's been okayed, is the mandatory plain packaging on all cigarette boxes.
The legislation is currently still in the pipeline. Recently, it was announced that the Department of Health had finalized a further draft of the bill. So it should be published for public comment. But the intention is to bring in plain packaging or standardized packaging for tobacco products.
So what does that actually mean, that all cigarettes, irrespective of brand, will come in exactly the same box?
Yes, that is exactly what it means. Plain packaging is also referred to as generic or standardized packaging.
Yeah.
So they will be uniform insofar as appearance is concerned. They'll be of the same, they'll likely be of the same color, size. They'll also be devoid of any branding, logos, pretty pictures, slogans, and the effect is that they will look exactly the same. And but for maybe a slight indication in uniform text of what the brand name is as well as the name of the product.
Kim, is there hard research to actually prove that, you know, people buy cigarettes because the boxes look pretty?
I'm not certain whether they've conducted research regarding the attractiveness of those products, but yeah. I am aware that in Australia, for instance, plain packaging was introduced, and Australia has done a post-implementation review over the last few years. They implemented it in 2012, and they've done a review every year so far. And the Australians have found that plain packaging actually deters people from buying and consuming tobacco products because they find the products unattractive, particularly women.
That is so interesting. That really is interesting. So it's basically, it's anecdotal. It's rather than being hard research or scientific research.
Well, it could be. There have been various studies. I haven't looked at all of them in great detail.
Okay. So what else can you tell us about the legislation that they are proposing? I mean, this is if the cigarette ban ever gets lifted.
Yes.
I mean, this might be a moot point.
Well, I'm hopeful that the bill doesn't come into effect the very day that the ban is lifted. But I think the consequences of plain packaging is that you find that it conflicts directly with a person's trademark rights.
Yeah.
When you have a registered trademark, you're entitled to use it to the exclusion of all other persons to distinguish your goods, and that includes advertising your goods under that trademark.
Right.
The tobacco industry is hanging on by a thread because they, in terms of advertising, because they already are facing a ban on the advertisement of tobacco products, and really packaging is their last line in terms of being able to advertise their goods, and they are now going to be deprived of that, and it conflicts directly with their trademark rights. And one of the dangers as well from the trademark's perspective is that counterfeiting of these goods actually becomes easier, because if packaging all looks the same, there are fewer safety features that are incorporated in packaging that needs to look the same as required by law, and it's therefore easier for counterfeiters to copy them. So that's one, I think, of the main points that concerns the tobacco industry. And ultimately, if you find that it's successful in reducing the consumption and sale of tobacco products, is we find that there will be less revenue generated by that industry, which has a knock-on effect for our economies as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just looking at the ban in South Africa, just to take things away a little bit from the copyright and the trademark law that we're talking about. I mean, the amount of revenue in Syntex that must have been lost must be absolutely massive, in addition to people not working. And, you know, and it's the whole chain. It's the same thing with alcohol. And I do support the alcohol ban, I have to tell you. But, you know, the people who work in the distribution centers, the drivers of the trucks, the manufacturers, the people who work in the factories that make the glass bottles. I mean, the knock-on effect of banning products is absolutely massive, and especially when you consider Syntex.
So, yes, definitely. That is the reason why the tobacco industry is challenging the ban currently.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens with that. Okay, so when will we know? Do we have an indication, or do you have an indication as to when this legislation will come in? Or is it just kind of on our radar?
No, unfortunately not.
But it's just on our radar.
Yes, we are monitoring it closely and waiting to see when it will come in. We do believe that it will be accelerated in view of the fact that South Africa needs to comply with certain international obligations that call for plain packaging. And also, I mean, government may not want to lose the momentum that they've gained now with the ban of tobacco products under the COVID-19 regulations.
Yeah. From a trademark perspective, I mean, what do you think is important for the public to know about this whole process?
I do think that members of the public will need to be more circumspect if the legislation, or when the legislation, is eventually enacted. Like I said, there is a high probability that the illicit trade will benefit from the use of plain packaging.
Yeah.
And consumers need to be more circumspect, because the effect, or one of the concerns, is that you're going to find lesser quality products competing with premium products on the same level, the only difference being the price. And I don't know for how long that will be the difference, but you could, if you consume tobacco, you could find yourself consuming something that could be more hazardous to your health.
Well, exactly.
Because it's been made with lower grade products.
Yeah, I mean, just think of the knockoffs that you can buy on any street corner, from running shoes to, you know, apparel, clothing. Very interesting. Thank you very, very much. Kim Brahmprasad, partner and trademark attorney at Adams & Adams. It's been you've been very informative. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me.
My pleasure.